Every race has two things in common. There can only be one winner, and it's always going to hurt.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Tracktown the movie is a blend of fact and fiction centering on the life of an elite runner who suddenly must pause in her training due to injury. It's the second feature film by Jeremy Teicher and Alexi Pappas, following the international success of their debut, Tall as the Baobab Tree. It's the first to feature Alexi Pappas as lead actress. She's currently training for the Rio Olympics, where she'll run for the Greek team, but Jeremy is here with me in the KLCC studios in advance of the debut Eugene screening of Tracktown the Movie at McDonald Theater in Eugene on July 5th. Nice to see you again, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Well, Alexi stars as Plum Marigold, an elite runner with some similarities to perhaps a slightly younger version of Alexi. Where is that blend of fact and fiction character-wise?
I would say that Alexi's character is sort of like a patchwork quilt of different personalities and experiences from her time as an elite runner and woven together to create this fictional person who is not the real life Alexi, but instead kind of captures interesting, quirky elements that we've observed in elite runners.
Do you find elements of your own character showing up in the movie as a director behind the scenes?
Yes. I think the journey that Alexi's character goes through is informed by both of our experiences. Alexi's experience as an aspiring Olympic athlete who now will be going to Rio and who's training and dedicating her life to pursuing this goal. And my life, too, as an indie filmmaker, I also invest a lot of my time into creating something that you don't really know if it'll be successful or not. So that feeling of driving towards the unknown is something that we worked into Plum's character.
Does Alexi also have trouble stopping running as much as Plum Marigold does?
I think Alexi can identify with the real dedication that her character Plum has. Her character is one of these razor-focused athletes who, they're definitely out there. A lot of them will be running here in Eugene next week at the Olympic trials. But I think Alexi maybe has a little more balance in her life than Plum does. So when Plum has to take a day off, there's a total vacuum, and she fills this vacuum by wandering around Eugene.
I can't hang out today.
What? Just skip your nap and skip stretching and come on, you recovered fine. I don't understand.
I don't skip things. You wouldn't just leave your job at the bakery if someone wanted you to hang out, would you?
No, but I also, at a certain time during the day, stop working. I stopped working.
Oh. Running doesn't work that way.
You mentioned previously that Alexi is a much more well-rounded person than her character Plum Marigold is, and that has its own challenges because so often the world wants to narrow us down into being one thing. If we're an elite runner, we're not allowed to be an elite filmmaker in the public eye in a certain way. There's a lot of artists who've really suffered from that. How does Alexi's role as filmmaker, poet, runner, and beyond, how do those different things complement each other in her life?
It has been really cool to see in the making of this project all of those different elements of Alexi's life coming together and supporting each other. We made the film as a partnership. We're co-directors. So as a partnership, I feel like we're able to accomplish a lot more that gives her the space to focus on being an athlete. And at the same time, this movie couldn't have been made if Alexi wasn't an athlete in real life. One of the things about making indie films, especially when you're working with a small budget, is that you need to tell a story that only you can tell. So the fact that Alexi in real life, you know, ran for the Ducks, therefore had the relationships to kind of get us into Hayward Field and these other really cool facilities like underwater treadmills and stuff like that, that, you know, you couldn't imagine really unless you were actually living this. Those are kind of gifts that we got through Alexi's athletic life.
Eugene itself is his major character in this movie. So what aspects of Eugene's character did you want to make sure to capture in the filmmaking?
Eugene is such a cool town and really the perfect environment for this story because in the real town, you have the Tracktown USA side of things with Hayward Field, amazing athletic facilities, really the pinnacle of track and field athletics in the U.S. And at the same time, you can go down the street from Hayward Field and end up at the Saturday Market where you buy mushrooms from a forager and play some drums in a circle. And that's just like both of those halves exist at the same time here in Eugene. And that worked out really well as kind of a metaphor for what's going on in our main character's life. And, you know, so many movies are made in, let's say, New York City, where the film is kind of a love letter to the location. And we wanted to do the same thing for Eugene. So when you watch the movie, you know that it's taking place in this specific location.
My mom was a nomad. I mean, I grew up moving around a lot.
Where is she now?
Arizona. She decided to leave Eugene for good and run off with her boyfriend.
I guess not everyone was meant to stay.
I stayed, and I'm happy.
I've only ever lived in Eugene.
That's cool. See, I think Eugene is like this sink drain, but not in a bad way. It doesn't suck people down. It just makes them stay and float with all the other particles.
I'm speaking with Jeremy Teicher, co-director of Track Down the Movie, which will have its Eugene debut at the McDonald Theater on July 5th. It's an interesting bit of timing now that the movie is coming out for its Eugene debut just before the Olympic trials at Hayward Field. Talk about the relationship of the timing as well as the setting in this movie coming out now.
It's going to be a really cool experience because the McDonald Theater, where the movie's playing, just outside the theater is where we shot a scene from the movie. The screening is happening during the Olympic trials, which is when the story takes place too. So it's going to be like this Twilight Zone, really intense blend of fiction and reality happening on screen, off screen. I mean, in the theater, there's going to be athletes who come out, take a break from the trials to come watch the movie, who are living the story that we're showing on screen. But it's not a documentary. It's fictional. So it's going to be really cool.
It's interesting how fiction can allow you to be more truthful than documentary in some context. Do you agree with that?
Yes. A lot of people confuse the film, if they haven't seen it, for a documentary. Or there's a question of why make a fiction film when you have real athletes in a real place? Why not make a documentary? And my answer to that, I guess there's two parts. First is, you know, myself as an artist and a filmmaker, I dream in fiction. That's the way that I tend to see things. And I think what that enables us to do is tell a story that can kind of pierce to the emotional core of the question that we're interested in. So in this case, the question is, what does it feel like to grow up with such single-minded dedication to one goal and then in the space of a day have to suddenly question that? And so telling a fictional story enables us to create these moments that are really a lot more intimate than I might be able to do as a documentary filmmaker.
You're not like any other girl I've ever met. I feel like you're from another world.
You think I'm crazy?
No, I think you're extreme. I like it. I feel really lucky.
Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Jeremy Teicher, co-director of Track Town the Movie, along with Alexi Pappas, who also stars in the film, and will represent Greece as a runner in the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. Track Town the Movie will have its Eugene debut in a one-night showing at the McDonald Theater in Eugene on Tuesday, July 5th at 7 p.m. More information at tracktownmovie.com, on various social media outlets, and also mcdonaldtheater.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.
A race is like a cliff. You have to get close to the edge to see the view. At first, it scares you. It will probably always scare you. But the closer you are to falling, the more beautiful it is. Plum Marigold.